Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, before we get into our program, I don't know if you're aware of it, but NBA player Lamar Odom, he is considering a return to professional basketball. Looks like he's going to be returning to the Spanish League. European League is very competitive. He's been taking this new product, one that I'm about to try. He owes all of his credit to. It's called Balance 7. Balance 7 is a pH balancing alkaline supplemental drink. I know you've been hearing a lot on this type of stuff everywhere. You know, for me, as somebody who's an older athlete, I'm a Taekwondo practitioner. I want to see what products are on the market. I like to see that they're endorsed. Balance 7 is one of those. It's apparently for him has helped a lot on wear and tear. For me, that's probably the biggest issue. My cardiovascular is okay. I'm happy to do what I do, but the wear and tear on my body, I look for something that helps me to deal with that. And apparently Balance 7 is one of those products. I want to see how Balance 7 has helped him. And I'm going to let you guys know how Balance 7 has helped me. He had a really good comeback in his fight with Aaron Carter. He attributes that to Balance 7. I want you to head over to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Use the code. We'll have it in our description. Use the code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for free shipping. Balance7.com. I want you to use that code BLEAV for free shipping. I did it for myself when I ordered my bottle of Balance 7. It had worked for Lamar Odom. Let's see if it can work for you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sorianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. Today we're going to be talking about America's Got Taekwondo. Obviously, a takeoff or trade-off on America's Got Talent. We'll talk about that craze, a little bit about where and what that means for Taekwondo and the Taekwondo community. Before we get to that, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of a Taekwondo grandmaster, a Taekwondo legend in the Chungdaquan community, Grandmaster Bokman Kim, or Kim Bokman, as the case may be. Grandmaster Kim appeared in one of our 2016 issues. We did a story on him because he had released a comprehensive photo journal of Taekwondo. I believe that one was called, he had several books out, Taekwondo Origins of the Art, Bokman Kim's Historic Photo Perspective from 1955 to 2015. That book was widely received. It's one of several books written by him. He was born in 1934. He was 86 years old. He passed last week in West Orange, New Jersey. And I had spoken to him. You go back and I speak to so many people in the Taekwondo community. Around the time that article was due to come out, he called the office to speak to Grandmaster Y.H. Park. He wanted to connect with him. He had called once or twice. They missed each other. He was extremely polite, extremely humble. As many of the traditional high-ranking grandmasters are, he was very polite. He was very kind. He asked humbly to speak to Grandmaster Park, and they had a conversation. I got the sense his English wasn't great, but he was able to communicate with me. So we offer our condolences to his family. You can look up and find out more about him. You can find his books on Amazon and find out his contributions to the Taekwondo community. It's important, you know, Taekwondo is a art of tradition, that we honor the masters that came before us, the grandmasters, the people who really did their part to spread Taekwondo outside of Korea, and he was one of them. He taught in Vietnam, in Indonesia, in the Philippines, in Malaysia, in Singapore. In fact, I believe there's a connection between Grandmaster Bokman Kim and Master Mansour del Rosario's master, because Grandmaster Bokman Kim was really the originator of the Philippine Taekwondo Association, of which Grandmaster Mansour del Rosario is the president. We've spoken to him. He's a wonderful man. He was an 88 Olympian from the Philippines. He's a star of numbers of movies, including we did Rise of the Blood Hunters last year, and we spoke to him about that.
You know, for Bet Online this week, our regular sponsor, it is the football season is quickly approaching. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for pro and college action. I want you to get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including pretty cool stuff. The online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's 200,000 NFL survivor contest, which are open now. This is what I need you to do. I need you to head over to Bet Online on your mobile device or online, and you're going to sign up today for that 100% welcome bonus and take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on Thursday, September 9th, that's opening football season, between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. If you lose your wager, you get fully refunded up to $25 for new customers, only when they sign up and they use the promo code NFL100. And if you go to Bet Online, you'll hear all this. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports favorites. Bet Online are your online sportsbook favorites. I want you to head over to betonline.ag.
So today we're talking about, and depending on when you hear this, the finals may or may not have occurred. We're recording it before the finals. The World Taekwondo Demonstration Team and their success. And what does it mean in America's Got Talent? Now, I'm not somebody who really has followed America's Got Talent. I know that it's a popular show for NBC. It's been around for a while. I know that Terry Crews is the host. And I know that there are, you know, different varieties of acts, unlike The Voice or the original one. I can't remember what it's called, but Simon Cowell production. It's not a singing show per se. I know there are people that sing, but they do other things, all sorts of different things. It gives people an it's similar to an old timey variety show like the Ed Sullivan Show. However, people have the ability to win a significant prize. I don't know what I think it's $1 million or something. But more important, for acts that are relatively obscure, they get exposure, they get voted on by the judge in some component and by the audience in others. So the World Taekwondo Team, which is comprised of members of the Kukyuan demonstration team, I believe, some other people, and I believe 8 from the United States, of which some of those members we're very familiar with. They are members of Team M, or M Team as the case may be, that famous West Coast garage demonstration team. They've worked out in a garage. We've covered them numerous times. They are a terrific organization. In fact, in October of 2019, we interviewed Alvin Jung, who was one of the captains, about what they were doing, what their progress is, about their worldwide competition. But you're talking about the elite of the elite in terms of demonstrations. They managed to make it past the original round. They were saved by the golden buzzer. And then they made their way most recently to the semifinals, of which they wowed and amazed both the judges and the audience. They are going on to the finals, and they had not only impressed the judges, but from what I understood, and this we'll talk about a little bit more, they have a significant voting from the public. Now, that matters for two reasons. One is that obviously it shows that people are impressed by their demonstration, but two, it goes to show one of the things I always talk about, the power of our Taekwondo community when we come together. Remember, we're the largest martial art practice in the world. We're in 192 countries. We're an Olympic sport. We transcend cultural borders, religions, gender, ethnicity. So we have a tremendous voting block, right? We talk about this in elections and political circumstances, but if you think about it, Taekwondo community is one of the largest voting blocks in the world. And if we come together on any issue, there's a lot that we can accomplish. The demonstration was as high, and both of them were as high level demonstrations as you can ever see. Precise, well-timed, beautiful, executing exciting acrobatic moves, but within the time, the frame and the parameters of traditional Taekwondo behavior and executing of Taekwondo moves, right? I'm a USAT certified referee. We referee demonstrations for USAT. And part of the components of the judging is that these are not simply beautiful acrobatic dance-offs, right? There have to be Taekwondo techniques. And in that situation, it's spelled out. I know it's probably as well for World Taekwondo demonstrations, spelled out that there must be Taekwondo techniques within the demonstration. This demonstration clearly contained that. For much of the audience, perhaps for the judges, they've never seen anything like this. They were wowed. They were amazed. They were stupefied. For people that have followed Taekwondo, we were impressed. We were amazed by their execution, but it's something that we've seen before. We've seen it on different levels from our local tournaments. There's always a demonstration component to USAT Grand Prix Nationals, to the World Taekwondo, to the Kukiwon demonstration team, Team M, the collegiates. We see it, and it's beautiful, and it's continued to get higher and higher. I don't know what's going to happen here, but one of the things that we can really be excited about is that it's given very positive visibility to Taekwondo, to our art, to our martial art. There's certain watershed marks of things that occur in the world in time that increase interest and practice of our martial arts. It helps our dojangs out. I can go back and talk about Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon. I've done this before. We saw a tremendous shift towards people trying to get into and practice the martial arts in the United States. The next time, believe it or not, was 10 years after that, 11 years after that, the Karate Kid. When the Karate Kid came along, we had a whole wave of, particularly on children, people that were interested in getting involved in the practice of the martial arts and the practice of Taekwondo. Many Taekwondo schools opened up. Then we had Best of the Best, brought great visibility, the Ree brothers, Simon Ree and Philip Ree, their script, referring to it as Korean karate, but certainly highlighting and showcasing Taekwondo as a sport and a martial art, just at the time that Taekwondo was becoming an Olympic recognized sport. Next, we see the emergence of the movement from YouTube to Netflix of Cobra Kai. And I know that even in our own dojang, that we've had numbers of kids that have come in and that have said, oh, I'm interested in practicing. I've been watching Cobra Kai. They get excited. They don't even necessarily understand the difference at that point between Taekwondo and karate, but they have an interest in the martial arts. So Taekwondo visibility of the demonstration on America's Got Talent has had that same effect. People everywhere are talking about the beauty and the power and the awesomeness of this demonstration. And particularly if they go on and they accomplish greater things, it will certainly be a shot in the arm, a boost in the arm to Taekwondo, which is so incredibly needed after so many schools have had to close due to the coronavirus shutdown and the impact of the coronavirus. We probably saw the biggest shutdown of Taekwondo schools in the history, modern history of Taekwondo dojang ownership. The demonstration in Taekwondo and in the martial arts in and of itself is exactly designed to do that, right? It's a recruiting tool. Why do we do it? Well, we do it to perfect our skills, but it's utilized to go out to the world and give them a taste. Because if you go out to the world and you simply do, you go out and you demonstrate, you know, your technique, lower block, inner block, rising block, people may have an interest for a moment, but it doesn't really compel them. So at county fairs, at state fairs, at Korean cultural festivals, at neighborhood things, at showcases, at talent shows, we have these beautiful demonstrations which involve board breaking, which involve acrobatics, which involve weapons, which involve the synergistic integration of music. And it really is compelling for people and encourages people to say, I want to learn how to do that. The great legend of karate, Fumio Demura, or Demura as the case may be, who starred as Pat Morita's stunt double in The Karate Kid, he is famous for elevating the status of the demonstration to the point that people were just amazed. He would do such realistic combat and fighting in his demonstrations that it was actually amazing testament to his control. He could take his big toe and touch it to the nostril of his opponent to look like he was kicking them in the face, to the point where it would frighten perhaps the person on the receiving end. But to the audience's perspective, it had realism. During the course of the coronavirus pandemic, there was the World Online Demonstration, second annual World Online Taekwondo Demonstration Competition, of which numbers of teams from around the world competed virtually in a very unique format to be able to show their spirit and show their support and to show their solidarity, but also to be able to hone and demonstrate their skills. Almost any significant dojang has a demonstration team, whether it be large or small, whether it be adult or child, to be able to take high level achieving students, generally black belt students, generally students that have some athletic abilities, some gymnastic abilities, and gives them the ability to demonstrate what it is that they do and be able to get to the creative side of Taekwondo, to integrate some music, to integrate some dance moves. There's a balance here. People get upset because we don't want to move too far away from the traditional aspects of our Taekwondo. This is still our martial art. This is still a traditional undertaking. However, we try to be a little bit somewhat creative. They introduce some self-defense moves, always board breaking, always some acrobatics, sometimes a little bit of comedy and comedic levels. However, if you really want to see the ultimate culmination, the pinnacle of this undertaking, watch America's Got Talent. You can go back on YouTube. On our channel, we'll link the prior episodes, the prior demonstrations, and continue to watch. And to the extent that you can vote. A number of things that it does. Number one is it shows the power of Taekwondo and the power of the Taekwondo community to the world, to the Olympic Committee, as we continue to be an Olympic international world sport, and to invite those people that are interested in learning more about our sport to come in and to train with us, to learn with us, to study with us, and to perhaps forge their own Taekwondo path. One of the things that I have to really give credit to Kukkiwon, to World Taekwondo, is that this is not just a sport. This is not just an art. That there is a humanistic, humanitarian, and philanthropic message and avenue to the behavior of these organizations that hopefully filters through on the country level, on the state level, and on the local level. If you watch that last demonstration, near the end, at the end of the break, there's a giant banner that comes down and it says, "One world, one sport, Taekwondo." That is the unifying message, right, of Taekwondo. Taekwondo is the world sport. We are the sport of the world. We're probably the only sport that is practiced all over the world and practiced all over the world with a certain uniformity. We talk about this in terms of language, right? This is a Korean. We talked about this with the Olympics and the results of the Olympics. You walk into a dojo, close your eyes and I'll drop you in a dojang in Malaysia. Close your eyes and I'll drop you in a dojang in Egypt or Greece or in Colorado. And you'll see the Korean flag and the local flag. And the commands will all be the same. You don't have to speak the language. But if somebody says Jumbi, Sejak, Paro, you will know exactly what they're talking about. The other, extremely important, the message, the final message, and I'm going to read it just so I don't mess it up. Peace is more precious than triumph. What a beautiful message. What an important message. What an important way to use the forum that they have in a popular show that's seen around the world live, seen around the world in post-production clips on YouTube, on the various news outlets, and to be able to send the message. We're not here just about winning. We're not here just to win this competition. We're not here just to show that we're the best. We're here to spread a message that peace is more precious than triumph. That is one of the reasons why I have been a 30-plus year practitioner of Taekwondo under the World Taekwondo Federation, under the Kukyuan, and I proudly tell people I am a Taekwondo practitioner. So keep watching the wonderful people at World Taekwondo Demonstration Team, America's Got Talent. Vote to the extent that you can. Again, I have no vested interest one way or another. It's the first time I had to set up an account. I've never voted. I've never watched America's Got Talent, but I set up my account and I voted because I said it isn't enough to sit home and just cheer. We got to have just like a regular election, right? You got to have your voices heard. So go back and watch, encourage the World Taekwondo Demonstration Team, see the best of the best, kicking, flying, punching, self-defense techniques, maybe incorporate some of that into some of your local demonstrations as we go out into the tournament scene and as the rest of the year unfolds. I'll be judging at the New York Open Taekwondo Championships in October. There's always a ton of good demonstrations. I look forward to seeing how America's Got Talent and the high level of performance has impacted and influenced local Taekwondo demonstration teams. My name is Mark Sirianis. I am reporting to you from Taekwondo Life magazine, a member of the Believe Sports Network. And remember, we are sponsored by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.